Nina Smith joins us as well. Nina is the chair of Rail Future in Yorkshire, an independent campaign group. Perfect. Nina, what's the future?
Well, who knows? The future's the future. But, I mean, franchising had had its day, so there needs to be something new. And one of the good things about concessions is that it should remove a lot of wasteful expenditure. For example, at the moment, an awful lot of money is being spent on employing lawyers and other legal people in resolving contracts between all the different railway companies and Network Rail. And if that goes, that'll probably save several hundred million pounds a year. So that's a good thing. We hope also that there will be much better coordination between the different railway operators on timetables, so that trains connect with each other much better to make your sort of onward journey much smoother, and particularly that trains are held when it's reasonable, when there's been a delay.
Joined-up thinking, that's the thing, isn't it?
It has to be joined up. And also, actually, I was just scrolling through as you rang on the thing, and he does talk about better coordination between the railways and bus routes and tram routes, so that's a really good thing, a real positive. We very much welcome that. And one thing that I don't know whether it's sort of buried deep or not, but what's going to be the role of upper regional bodies, and not just sort of devolution in Scotland, as you were talking about, but also the metropolitan mayors, organisations like Transport for the North and the Midlands Engine, what's going to be their role in this? That's really important. I mean, this mustn't all be dictated at central body when you're talking about the local services. You know, what about expansion? I mean, if demand says we need more services on a Sunday, who's going to take those decisions? If you can run trains between different places on the network that aren't already connected, for example, between Hebden Bridge and Huddersfield, where a lot of people commute, who's going to take those decisions? I mean, nobody's taken them yet, but we hope that under this new system that these things will be much easier to resolve.
Yes, it was far more difficult maybe to shuffle off responsibility and to blame somebody else. That's what was said earlier on, and that's certainly a hope, if not an expectation on this. Hang on, Nina, we'll go to, let me see now, we've also got, I think it was Liz. And it was extortionate. That's got to change. How can that change? Nina, how can that change?
But in terms of the level of fares, I mean, it's a political decision. Yeah,
just be reasonable. You have to get... Some of us at certain times have to just all of a sudden drop everything, go to the station, get on a train and go somewhere without being fleeced.
Absolutely. I mean, excuse me. Walk-on fares should be much cheaper. I mean, a lot of the fares are a rip-off. I mean, particularly, I think it's about £300 day return. I mean, a peak return from Manchester to London. I mean, that's absolutely crazy. So fares have to be affordable. Look, we've got to get people out of their cars. We've got to get people out off short-haul flights. I mean, we have a climate emergency, and the railways have a key role to play in this. Railways have so many advantages. Not only, you know, are they much more climate efficient, if you like, than travelling by car or plane. But I mean, the more people that are on a train or a bus, the less congestion there is, the better the air quality is outside.
Yeah, absolutely.